Gorakid Maigat, Kathleen, agus Falcha War Rovsha Gilier, Hagan Okage, Intak Tawakdak Santasak Shaw, and Malfarstia Ermajin. Thank you all for coming along this morning. I want to make some introductory remarks before we proceed to our two main speakers this morning. One of our keynote speakers is David Porter, and David is a very long-standing friend of our peace process. He's from this place. He is from a Baptist background, and he comes from a Unionist background. And some might ask, why invite someone from that background with a Unionist and a Protestant perspective to an event like this today? But in fact, that goes to the very essence of this morning's event and the launch of this document. Because the ambition and the challenge and the journey of reconciliation requires that we must listen to each other, we must take on board diverse perspectives, and we must share ideas in order that we can, in fact, collectively work out the direction of travel for a shared future for us all. So I particularly thank David for coming along here today, and you are very, very welcome indeed. And of course, Martin McGuinness, our joint First Minister, has been to the fore of building the peace for many, many decades here in the island, and brings his own innate and significant contribution and wealth of experience and intellect to these challenges that we attempt to address in our document towards an agreed and reconciled future. Sinn Féin's national primary aim, of course, is to create the conditions for an agreed, united Ireland. And that's an Ireland which is at peace with itself, in which all of our people can together forge a shared future. And we believe that reconciliation and healing are absolutely central to that. It's now 1 year since the Fresh Start Agreement and 18 years since the Good Friday Agreement. However, the achievement of reconciliation and healing in this land remains as elusive as ever. Yet its achievement is absolutely essential to social and political progress. It is the new and perhaps most challenging phase of our peace process. There were and there are multiple narratives relating to our conflict, and they include a Republican, a Unionist, a constitutional nationalist narrative, a British state narrative, and then the narrative of those who say that none of this had anything to do with them. And there are issues regarding the past about which we will have to disagree. There are no right victims and no wrong victims. There are no innocent victims or guilty victims. There are only victims. The narrative which we must all collectively seek to author is that now how we share the future based upon mutual respect and equality. And that will not happen by recycling recrimination and resentment. I agree with President Michael D. Higgins when he spoke last August at Béal na mBláth. And he said then, the ability to hold together a forgiving consciousness of the past and an openness to the potentialities of the future, forging the alliance of pardon and promise, that is the essential imperative of our living together in harmony and cohesion in this island. And I want to leave you with that thought. Forging the alliance of pardon and promise. Sinn Féin is absolutely committed to reconciliation and healing. We have stretched and challenged ourselves to build the peace, and we have been doing so in pursuit of reconciliation. But that has not been reciprocated with similar levels of symbolism, generosity and authenticity from significant sections of political unionism. You see, reconciliation is not an option. It is an imperative. It's not a one-way street. But we must ensure that some do not push that agenda into a dead-end street. So a new standard of real leadership is needed, which demonstrates mutual respect for each other. There is a need for a new start and a fresh start from political unionism towards reconciliation. Republicans cannot do this on our own. The peace process needs to be re-energised with hope and ambition. We, as a party, are looking to the future. The launch of our policy document today is a new contribution by Sinn Féin to encourage a public discourse on reconciliation throughout the island. Sinn Féin wants to work with others to put reconciliation at the heart of government, within the executive and the assembly, within the Oireachtas, and at the heart of the North-South Ministerial Council. In the coming months, we intend to launch these proposals also in Dublin and in London. I and others in the Sinn Féin leadership will use this document in local communities across Ireland to encourage grassroots engagement on the imperative of reconciliation. And after today, we will be writing to other political and civic leaders to invite discussion on these ideas. I hope, in conclusion, that this policy framework will be received as a basis for positive dialogue and that it will assist in forging an alliance of pardon and promise to liberate an agreed and reconciled future for all of our people. Thank you.